In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I want to know that the day after Christmas, the liturgy took us to the martyrdom of Stephen. We went from the creche to the martyrdom of Stephen. And I'll be reading from the 8th chapter of Acts, starting with the 54th verse. "And when they heard these things from Stephen, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed their teeth. But he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens are opened, and the Son of Man is standing on the right hand of God. And when they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, they ran upon him with the one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul," that's Paul. "And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, do not lay this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." So we see that Stephen's forgiveness of Saul causes Saul to become Paul. Oh, what forgiveness can do. What forgiveness can do. You see, you say, I'm not able to forgive. Well, then you borrow the forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ. He will give you the ability to forgive. I'm not talking about feelings. I'm talking about forgiveness. And that's something that's done with the will. With the will. I'm looking at the next day, that's today, the church went from the stable to the empty tomb. It's the feast of John the Evangelist. The first day of the week came Mary Magdalene early when it was yet still dark unto the sepulchre and saw that the stone had been rolled away from the sepulchre. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, that's John, and said unto them, They have taken away my Lord out of the sepulchre, and we do not know where they have laid him. Peter, therefore, went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, outran Peter. He's a lot younger. And he came, and he stooped in, and looked in, and saw the linen clothes lying, yet went by it not. And in comes Simon Peter, following John. And he went into the sepulchre and sees the linen cloths lying there, and the napkin which was about his head not lying with the linen cloths, but wrapped together in one place by itself. Then they went in also the other disciple, John, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. My Lord, he believed. How many of us really believe? How many of us believe in Jesus, in the power of his resurrection? How many of us really believe? I tell you, there are four generations that have been cut off from the faith. My generation was the one. At least we learned a little. Then my cousin's children's generation, too, they are almost ignorant of anything happening in the scriptures. Then they had children, and they have children, and their children, what? Know nothing of faith. I'm talking about three generations. three generations. At least our generation was schooled in the church. And I remember my brother crying out when he was dying out to the Lord. And he at least knew how to cry out to the Lord. Let me tell you this, my friends. It is so important that we believe. That we believe in Jesus Christ. That we believe that He is the Lord. That we believe that God sent Him so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So what happens now? From the crib, we have the killing of Stephen, who forgives Saul, and Saul in chapter 9 becomes Paul. We have John running to the tomb, but doesn't enter in unless Simon Peter enters in first. And then he went in, John did. He saw and believed. Again, how many of us believe? How many of us believe? We need faith. We need faith to carry us through. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We need faith in the living God. We need faith in Jesus Christ. We need faith by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you have no faith, you ask Jesus, I want to borrow the faith from you, Lord. I want to borrow the faith from you, because you know what? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. It is totally impossible to please God without faith. I'm looking at Hebrews, the first chapter. God, at sundry various times, in diverse manners, spoke in times past in fragmentary ways unto the fathers by the prophets. In other words, before Jesus, God spoke through the prophets partially, as much as He could. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. Oh yes, He's spoken to us by Jesus. He is the Son of God, eternal God, Son of God from all eternity, whom He had appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. The Son created the worlds. The Father gave Him the job of creating the worlds. That's the sea and the mountains and the stars and the sky and everything else, the rivers. The Son created them all. He is the being and the brightness of His glory. Who is the being and brightness of the Father's glory? And by the express image of His person, upholding all things by His word. Oh yes, by the word of God, He upholds all things. The word of His power. When He had Himself purged us of sins on the cross, He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, right hand of the Father, being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. I tell you, the name of Jesus is far more excellent than any of the angels. Because some of the people were thinking that this Jesus was an angel. But then it goes on to say, for unto which of the angels said the Lord at any time, you are my Son. This day I have begotten you. Never did He say that to the angels. We see the angels at the crib. And what are they doing? They're worshiping the Lord. And again, I will be to Him a Father, and He shall be to me a Son. Jesus, the Son of God, eternally Son of God, as the Word of God, eternally the Son of God. And again, when He brought forth the firstborn into the world, He said, let all the angels of God worship Him. Why? Because the Son of God is God. You only worship God. You do not worship angels. You worship God. And He told the angels to worship Him. They were worshiping the baby at the crib. It started there. Let the angels, He said, to make His angels spirits and His ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, Your throne, O God, he said, O God, to the Son, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even God, hath anointed you with the oil of gladness above all your fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but you shall remain, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to us who are on the way to salvation? Well, that's what the angels do. That's their job. They're ministering spirits ministering to us who are on the way to salvation. Where do we find a billion angels at Mass? Where Jesus is, all the angels are there. At Mass, the angels are there. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 yes. The angels of God are at Mass. Where do we find our loved ones who have died? At Mass. Because wherever Jesus is, there are his followers. We see this in faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We're going to continue with chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any times we should let them slip or forget. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? So great a salvation in whom? In Jesus. There is no other name by which we be saved but the name of Jesus. We are not saved by the name of Mary. Mary herself was saved by the name of Jesus. Oh yes. She says, My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. For he is mighty, has done great things for me, and holy is his name. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. So great a salvation that the angels were intermediaries with the law, but not so now. The Son is the Lord at the Father's right hand, and he proved himself to be Lord by the signs and wonders and miracles that he did. And he still does them through the Holy Spirit. You know, people don't believe that God gives us sickness. No, God never gave anyone sickness. God never gave anyone sickness. That's real. God doesn't give us sickness, but God wants to heal us in our sickness. God wants to heal us because he loves us. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he, on earth, was a healer. We know that thousands of people followed Jesus. Thousands of people followed Jesus. Why? They needed a touch from Jesus. Do you need a touch? I do. Oh, Father, I need a touch from your Son. I need a touch from your Son. Because he tasted death for everyone. He tasted death for me. He tasted death for everyone listening to me today. Yes, that's Jesus. That's Jesus. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come. Therefore we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that you are mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that you visit him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. I tell you, and Jesus, under his feet, everything has been put in subjection. Not Allah, but Jesus. The Father has put Jesus under his feet in subjection to everything. In subjection to everything. For in that he put subjection unto him, he left nothing that is not put unto him. But now we see not yet all things put unto him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for he suffering death, crowned with glory. He tasted death for every man. Do you know that Jesus absorbed your death? Do you know that on the cross he not only forgave our sins, but he absorbed our death? I told you that in the manger we have the baby, and that baby is the only one that was born to die. He tasted death for all of us. He tasted death for you. He tasted death for me. Therefore, we should not be afraid to die. God is not into fear. God is into faith. God is into love. God is into hope. Oh, I love it. Hope does not fail. Why? Because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I love that scripture from the 8th chapter of Romans. Hope does not fail. Why? Because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. For both he that sanctifies and they which are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, brothers and sisters. Do you know you're a brother or a sister of Jesus if you have given him your life? Do you know that he calls you brother? Do you know that he calls you sister? Saying, I will declare your name unto my brothers. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For inasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Jesus, true God, took on flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. On the cross, Jesus destroyed the devil. The devil is tied to the cross. Oh, he is like a lion seeking someone to devour, but he's tied up to the cross. That's why we have victory over the devil. Let me tell you, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Do you know that today? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And deliver them through fear of death, where the lifetime was subjected to bondage. For truly he took not on himself the nature of angels, but he took on himself the seed of Abraham. Why did we need a human being who is God? Why did he have to be a human being? I'm going to tell you, this is very interesting. Adam and Eve sinned against God, and so have we. Our sin against God is infinite, so we needed a God to forgive us. But not only a God to forgive us, we needed a man to forgive us, because Adam and Eve were both man and woman. So Jesus himself takes on by himself the true nature of man and God, God and man, and forgives us. We needed this Jesus to be a man, and we could not be forgiven if he wasn't God. So this experience of forgiveness comes through the God-man, Jesus Christ. Why a man? Because Adam and Eve were both men and women, and we see this is why. For verily he took not on himself the nature of angels, but he took on himself the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. Hallelujah. Who is Jesus? A merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Yes, true God and true man. He needed to be true God because only he could absorb the offense, the infinite offense that Adam and Eve did and that we all do. And man, because man was the one who separated us from God. So he had to be both man and God. This is real. This is real. Do you realize that Jesus did this out of love for you? Do you realize that Jesus tasted death for every person? That's why we do not need to be afraid of dying, because Jesus tasted our death already. He absorbed it and broke it. What is the last enemy to be defeated? Death. But it's been defeated already on the cross. But it will be defeated when Jesus comes again. There will be no death anymore. So just know that today. I know people are very concerned about dying. Will I? How will I die? Please, trust God. Trust God that you're going to live today. How you're going to live today is how you're going to trust God. Don't be thinking about your death all the time. He absorbed death. He absorbed it once and for all. That's what Jesus did. He absorbed death. And he wants you to know that he loves you and has a plan for your life. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that he loves you and has a plan for your life? Hallelujah. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time, proclaiming the Word of God, because the Word of God is powerful. It is powerful. He spoke his Word, and creation came. He spoke his Word, and the mountains came. He spoke his Word, and the oceans came. He spoke his Word, and people were healed. The Word of God. Be healed in the name of Jesus today. Be healed by the power of the blood. Be healed by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed by Jesus Christ today. Whatever your symptoms are, go to the root, Jesus. Heal your people today because you love them. Heal your people today of lack of faith because you love them. Give them the ability to believe, even when it's very hard to believe, even when it's difficult to believe. Give them the ability to believe in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of pain, in the midst of pain. Give them that ability to believe. How we need that ability to have faith. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. I just want you to remember that Jesus tasted death for you and for me, and that he is above the angels. The angels worship him. That he is at the right hand of the Father right now, interceding for us as the great high priest. He is that person. That God didn't send us an angel. God sent us a human being who is both God and man. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you know today that you're loved? Do you know today that hope does not fail? Do you know today that God has a plan for your life? Do you know today that he became a human being so that you and I would be saved from hell? Do you know today that there's no other name under heaven by which we are being saved? Do you know today that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God? Do you know today that faith does miracles when we have faith in the Son of God, who was with God from all eternity and became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.